They froze at the sound of Sister Serena's voice behind them.
Personally, I've never spanked any creature for nothing at all. But I hear there were three of our Debbins missing from their beds in the dormitory last night. Sister Sage said they were out on the east wall top playing with Friar Alda's sharp knives. Now, if I found out who they were, I'd give them a real good hide tannin' for being naughty little creatures. But I don't suppose you three would know who they were, would you?
Ezzer? No, not us, sister.
Oh, we were in bed fast asleep all night.
Brr, snoring like hinfant ogs uzzins was, marm.
Sextus was coming from the dormitory with a scroll he had been studying. As he crossed the abbey lawn, he witnessed a strange incident. A whooshing noise in the air caused him to look up. He saw what looked like a small comet of fire with a rope tail. It soared upward, mounting high into the blue, then dropped toward earth, plummeting like a stone. The young mouse mentally charted its course and yelled aloud,
"Sister Serena, look out!"
Sextus was rushing toward the south steps as he shouted. Serena, not knowing what the alarm was, immediately did the thing closest to her dutiful instinct. She flung herself upon the three Debbins, sitting on the lower step, shielding them with her body. Hurtling through the air, the blazing rock bound around with oil-soaked grass shattered on the step where Serena had been sitting. Friar Alda gasped with shock as a sliver of rock cut his face and a heap of burning material landed on his spotless white apron. Creatures disturbed from their meal dived for cover, beating at smouldering garments and ducking the flying shards of rock that ricocheted from the stone wall stairs. Sextus beat at Sister Serena's habit. Luckily, it was only scorched, and the Debbins she had protected were shocked, but unharmed. Farther over to the centre of the abbey grounds, another fire swinger shot out of the sky and burst on the winding gravel path, showering splintered rock and flame across the lawn. Sextus, Flag, and the Abbot dashed about, roaring out warnings at the top of their lungs.
"Under cover, every beast! Quick!
Inside the abbey, hurry! Get those Debbins inside!"
Sextus and Flag ran upstairs. Roofbrush was already there. Notching an arrow to his bow, he aimed in the general direction of the grinning, jeering crew of sea rats standing on the flatlands around a fire. Roof gritted his teeth, drawing the bowstring back to its limit.
"Scum! I'll wipe the smiles off your dirty faces!"
The arrow fell miserably short, causing further merriment among Greypatch and his crew. Sextus, Flag and Roof stood watching as Deadglim dipped a fire swinger into the fire. It flared up instantly. The sea rat began swinging it in clockwise circles alongside his body. Faster and faster it swung until it was like a blur of light. He let it go and off it sped like a rocket, out and upward. Flag could only stand and watch as it whooshed by overhead. He followed its course. Luckily, it shot straight into the abbey pond, extinguishing with a splash and a hiss. The big otter took the bow and arrows from Roof.
"Here, matey, I'll put one across their bows."
Flag was a powerful, fully grown male otter. He drew back the shaft to its point and let fly at Greypatch. Again, the arrow fell woefully short. Flag grabbed a spear and hailed it with all his considerable strength. It did not even go as far as the arrow. Sextus tried his slingshot. It went farther than either the spear or the arrow, but still not far enough. On the flatlands, the sea rat crew howled their derision, dancing and jigging as they screamed out insults at the Redwallers.
"You country bumpkins, what's up? Can you throw?"